Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Have you ever felt like there's no room in your life for anything new? I'm talking about no time, no energy, and definitely no pleasure. Sometimes we're so full of old thoughts and emotions and just stuff from the outside world that we can't receive anything we actually need and desire. Just like I couldn't upload a new video or podcast because my computer storage was full. If you know, you know. Our minds and lives get overloaded too. They really do, especially because we are overachieving women and we're always trying to learn more and achieve more. So today we're talking about what it takes to make space, even when it feels uncomfortable, so you can start welcoming in joy and ease that you deserve. So let's talk about my computer. I have not been able to upload a YouTube video or a podcast episode because my computer has been full. I've not been able to download anything in order to get my stuff edited and out. And it's been probably about 3 or 4 weeks. So I bought an external hard drive because I'm not going to buy any more storage. I'm going to get an external hard drive. That came in the mail and I was really excited. Well, once I started moving things to the external hard drive, when it came time to delete what was on my computer to make space, I felt angst. I felt very anxious about it because my mind kept telling me, well, what if you delete this and it's gone forever and you're never able to retrieve it? That is all of this energy and time that you put into creating this stuff. And just like that, it's gone. So I had to sit for about 24 hours and talk to people around me to calm me down. My podcast coach was like, girl, I get it, but I need you to go ahead and delete that so that you can go ahead and do what you need to do. And I was like, okay, you're right. I can do this. And when I really sat and thought about it, I was like, how parallel is this to what it feels like to want so badly to have a life of pleasure and feel satisfied, but you're doing so much, you have worn yourself so thin that you are emotionally and mentally tapped out. You are full, so you cannot receive the information that someone like me is giving you when it comes to pleasures, insights, and opportunities. And I got you. I'm gonna tell you exactly why you're full, how it's detrimental to you. And I'm also going to give you some action so that you can start slowly releasing whatever you need to, deleting things off of your storage. Now you might be wondering, Natasha, what does it look like? What does it feel like to be full? For me, the way that I've experienced it is I can be reading something, or I can be, let's say, whether we're getting another certification or we're in a class or we're in a training, I'm hearing the information, but it's not soaking in. Like, it's just not resonating. It's not getting past the dome right here. It's not getting past the forehead. So not being able to take in information, constantly being busy or distracting yourself, whichever one you want to call it. So you look at your calendar, you look at your to-do list, you are maxed out to capacity. Not only are you maxed out to capacity, but you're still trying to figure out, where can I fit something in? And majority of these things on your calendar that are keeping you busy is you doing things for other people, or the things that you said yes to that you really should have said no because you really didn't want to do it. You're not able to relax. You have tension. For me, the tension is usually between my ears and in my shoulders. So my shoulders are always up to my ears. For you, it might be that your gut, it just doesn't feel right. Your back is hurting. You're restless. You're tired, but you can't go to sleep. Your brain is going 24/7. You're overthinking about everything. It could be the simplest thing of going to the store to get juice. You're overthinking the juice. Well, we had this juice last week. Do we need to get this different juice? Instead of just getting the juice that you enjoy, whether you got it last week or not. This isn't any different than my computer. At a certain point, my computer stops functioning the way that I need it to function. It moves slow. It takes forever to get to one tab from another. It's just not being effective for me. And then that stupid, because I have a MacBook, that stupid little box comes up telling me that I need to close something. And I cannot work until either I just move it down out of the way, because anytime I exit out of it, it's coming back to say, "You're full. Natasha's computer is full. I can't let you do anything." You need to make space for the pleasure and the ease, for it to make sense in your brain, which is going to be very difficult to do when you don't have the room, you don't have the rest, you don't have the support in order to start delegating or just getting rid of some of this stuff in your life. Now remember, pleasure isn't just a physical thing, it is a sensual thing. It is about you being able to get up every single day and move through your day from a space of, "This is what I want. This feels good in my body. My mind is clear. I feel peace. I feel contentment. This is exciting for me," or this just brings me so much calm. You have to be open, and there has to be space in your mind and your body to do that. Just like my computer needs space and openness in order to take more information for me to be able to download new videos. You have to release your emotions, which means sometimes you may need to cry, you may need to scream, you need to release the physical things going on in your life. So your to-do list, you may need to start delegating. You may need to find someone else to do the things that you need them to do. And also rest, and not just laying down and going to sleep, but your creative rest. Do you need to do a friend inventory? These are some of the things that are going to allow you more space. It's also going to allow you more time to sit with yourself to decide, what is it that I want to be doing? What is it that I want to be experimenting? You have to be connected to yourself. Your well-being has to be, I won't say A1, but at least a B for you to be able to feel comfortable and safe to do these actions that I'm asking you to take on my other videos about pleasure. From just this conversation, then you're probably blocked. If creating room and new experiences is like, "Oh my gosh, I feel so overwhelmed," or "I get real frustrated when I see other people doing the things that I want to be doing because how dare you? You should be doing X, Y, and Z." If you are over relying on being productive, and this is, "I have to go, I have to do. If I am sitting down and taking a break, the break that I can't afford to take, then I'm lazy, then I'm letting somebody down," then you're blocking your pleasure. You are tapped to the max. And if you're avoiding sitting still and being with yourself because you don't want to hear the thoughts that are going on in your mind, you don't want to deal with things that probably need change, you're not ready to go down that particular road, if you're unable to meditate or journal because you don't want to hear or recognize or be aware of the true unhappiness, we'll call it what it is, the true unhappiness in your life, then you are blocked, you are full, and it's time for something new. Now let's chat a little bit about why you're full and why you have to empty up external space. So, why you're full? There are so many experiences. Depending on how old you are, there are so many experiences that you've had, whether it's good experiences, whether it's bad experiences, and it starts to fill up your mental and emotional and your physical as far as body and your physical as far as your environment. It fills it up over time. So, for instance, things that happened in your childhood that you put, as a therapist, I like to envision all of these things that you've put in suitcases and you've locked the suitcase and then you've walked it up to the attic of your brain and you've pushed all that stuff in there and then you lock the door and you just walk away. That stuff is still there. It's still sitting in the attic of your brain. And at some point, that room that you keep pushing stuff in gets full and it's busting at the seams, which is why at times you find yourself irritable, frustrated, going off on people, acting out of character, because there's nowhere else to put these experiences that you're having in your life. Unprocessed emotions, unprocessed thoughts, things that have been heavy, things that are sticking in your hips, in your body, because you don't move your body because you're constantly doing for other people. Just as for keeping the files, right? Keeping all this stuff on my computer. Yes, it can stay there and I'll have it, but a lot of this stuff I don't need anymore. I have accumulated so many files, workshops, sheets, graphics over the years from being a business owner and being in these different trainings. And I promise you, there are some of this stuff I haven't looked at in years, but I soon as I go look at it, I'm like, oh my God, I might need it. And so the bigger part of me, the lot not the logic, I don't want to say logical, but the version of me that is trying to go in a different direction, that is trying to create this content to put out to you, has to be the one to come in and say, okay, Natasha, I know this stuff feels like it's important to you. And even though you haven't seen it in a year, you still feel like you need it, but let's go ahead and let it go. And if it ever comes up, then we can get some more updated information. And it's the same for you. Yes, those stories that your grandmother has told you about what it means to show up for your family or how you're supposed to be a woman in this world, that information is good. But I'm going to challenge you and invite you to release that information and get some more updated information and see how it happens to work.
This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step toward a healthier, happier you? Visit www.javerywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.javerywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin', your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin', they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin' has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients, so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JAVERYWELLNESS at checkout. visit www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, that's L-O-V-E-N, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled L-O-V-E-N, and don't forget to use the code JavryWellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let organic lovin take care of your pleasure.
And honestly, it's just scary. It's really scary to let go of the comfort that you have created for yourself. Now, is it uncomfortable? Is it making you miserable? Is it having consequences to your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health? Absolutely. But it doesn't change the fact that it's uncomfortable. It doesn't change the fact that this is what you have been doing for the last 30, 40, 50 years. And the idea of doing something different that you've never seen someone do, that you don't even know what that version of you looks like doing it, it's absolutely scary. Just like it was very scary for me to be like, okay, I have to delete this stuff off of my computer. Not only am I afraid of the fact that I might lose the content, but also it creates so much more room for me to actually have to show up and be visible. Because now, sitting here and saying that I'm not making content because I don't have storage anymore is no longer an excuse. Now, why aren't you making the content, Natasha? So I want you to know that it requires courage, absolute courage, to release what no longer is useful in your life. And it's scary. And I want to witness you. And I want to support you. And I want you to know that despite all of those things, you can still do it. And it's not a race. It's not a race. Maybe today you do one thing that I suggest just to sit for the next 30 days. You do one thing. You're still going to get a result. Don't overwhelm yourself with needing to do everything right now. I need to offload all of this right now. I'm getting ready to go to my therapist and spend the next 45 minutes to an hour just trauma dumping on her, which we don't mind, but that's not going to be effective to you. Okay. Now, if you listen to all of this and you're like, Natasha, I'm still not ready, I respect where you are. However, and not making space is going to have consequences, okay? It's going to lead to the depression. It's going to lead to the anxiousness. It's going to lead to burnout and you constantly being overwhelmed. It's going to lead to you pushing people away because you're not the nicest right now, or you don't want the help, you're hyper independent. It's going to be detrimental to your physical health, okay? Your heart disease, migraines, your mental health, being able to show up, not just for those around you that depend on you, but also being able to show up 100% for yourself. There is no way that you are gonna be able to show up in life fully present, 100% yourself, when you have all these other things going on inside of you, when you are maxed out to capacity. You're not going to be able to get the full feeling and experience of doing new things, going new places, meeting new people, because you're too exhausted. You're too exhausted. You're not even able to be creative. For some of you that are business owners that need that creativity in order to put out things for your clients or to show off what it is that you're creating, you don't have any creative energy because you're tapped out. So I want you to understand that releasing ideas, releasing stories, releasing habits and mindsets is going to create room to allow you to have new energy, new ideas, and pleasure, that satisfaction of life, to enter. Now, I am a true believer that we can receive information all day, which is probably why you're full. But if we don't do anything with the information that we're given, it's not really that helpful. We can sit and process it all day, but you don't know what works for you until you actually do something. So I want to give you a few things that you can do now in order to start emptying, even though it feels uncomfortable. So start with the low-hanging fruit. What does that mean? What are these small habits or old mindsets or outdated routines that just don't serve you anymore? For instance, I had a client the other day who we have been working on her morning and her evening routine. And she was like, I just keep trying to brain dump at the end of the day. And it's just, it's not happening. Like, it's not happening for me. Either I'm busy or I'm at this meeting or X, Y, and Z. And she said, I really feel like starting my morning off with doing a brain dump before I get my day started is probably going to be a lot more beneficial. Well, let's stop trying to brain dump in the evening. If you know it's not working for you, let's do what we know is going to work. Now start brain dumping at least 3 pages in the morning and get your day started. That is an example of like a low hanging fruit. That's something really easy to do. You stop doing one thing and you start doing something else. And then you just allow 2-3 weeks, maybe 30 days to go by to see how it makes you feel. I'm deleting the files on my computer, literally a couple files at a time. And I have to take my external hard drive and plug it into another computer to see that it's there. And then I delete on my computer. That has helped significantly drop the angst that I have about deleting the files. I'm not going to sit here and delete my entire hard drive on my computer just because I have this external hard drive. I have to do what works for me and make small actions that allows my nervous system to get used to the idea of, okay, we're cleaning out space and it's safe and it's going to be okay. And we didn't screw anything up in the process. I want you to trust the process. That's another way to begin taking these small steps. Trust the process of letting go. Understand that anything that you need, anything that is a part of your value system, your characteristic, just who you are as a person, whatever you release, if it's a part of you, it's going to return. It'll come back. Like those habits that are really good, that make us feel good, it's going to come back. And if it doesn't come back, that means it's going to be replaced with something so much better. I want you to trust that that's going to happen. For example, sitting and making a list of all the things that you love, all the things that make you happy, all the things that make you feel satisfied. And then trust that as you open up space, these things are going to come in because you're making time for them. You're creating routines around them. And that's going to make you feel good, which is going to make you feel more creative, which is going to make you want to show up more. For example, today I went to Ulta and I bought a new tinted moisturizer and I put it on and I was like, okay, I got my color. So when I came home, I did my whole face and I said, oh my gosh, I love the way that this looks. It gives me like this little glow. I don't know if you can see the glow, but it gives me this glow. I'm going to go record. I'm going to go make some content because I'm feeling really glowy and really shiny and I like the way it looks. So it amped me to be creative, for me to show up. So understand that trusting the process is going to lead to a lot of doors and opportunities opening up for you that normally you wouldn't have had. And ultimately, even though we're talking about releasing things and making space, in general, this is a process of you just building confidence in yourself, that everything that you need is already within you. So all of this content that I have created, these videos, these workshops, these masterclasses that I am afraid to delete, I still have that information in me. I could always do a better video than the one that I did a couple years ago and put it out there and it'd be just as amazing as the one that I lost. So trust that you have everything that you need in you, even if you've decided that I'm going to change the way that I do things. I'm going to change my job. I'm going to change my friend circle. I'm going to change how I work out. I'm going to change how I deal with my money. I want to completely release everything that I've learned and start new. Everything that you need will continue to be inside of you. And last but not least, I want you to understand that this process is very uncomfortable. I will not sit here and lie to you and tell you that every time I go to delete something that I'm not uncomfortable or I don't have this fear that I'm going to lose it. But I have made the decision that I'm going to do it anyway because I want better quality for my computer and I want to be able to continue to put out information for those of you that love to get the information that I'm giving out. It can make you feel very vulnerable. It can be unsettling. It can bring up a lot of fears about I'm too empty or it's too quiet or I'm missing something. And there's this thought out here that this messaging out here that we always have to be full, that we always have to be doing something, that we always have to be productive. And sometimes it's okay to just be and not have anything to do and not have anything to create and just be able to spend quality time, quality quiet time with yourself to get reacquainted with yourself. So I want you to make room for this discomfort. It's a sign that you're growing and it's a sign that things are changing. And so whatever you need to do to move through that, whether you need to get with a therapist, which you can come on over to Javery Integrative Wellness Services. We have free 15-minute consultations to see if we're a good fit for one of our amazing therapists. If you need to journal, if you need to join a support group, whether you need to just get a couple of friends and every couple months y'all do a check-in and just vent about how things are going and where you want it to go and how it's been difficult, get the support that you need. And remember, this is temporary. This moment in time where you're making these changes and you're offloading things is not going to be forever. Now, I can't put a time stamp on how long it's going to be because compared to me taking 24 hours to grasp the idea of deleting stuff off of my computer is not going to be equivalent to how long it takes you to release years, decades of stories and mindsets and habits and behaviors. It's not the same, but do know and do pay attention to the small things that are shifting around you and celebrate those things. Celebrate newfound freedom. Celebrate the relief. Celebrate the new space, even if it's small enough for you to take a 30-minute nap or for you to sit outside for 15 minutes. Celebrate those things so that you keep the momentum going. And also, you come over here and celebrate with me so that I can celebrate you. Drop it in the comments about what space that you've been making, what your goals are, what you're looking forward to, how you've like definitely faced the fear of change, faced the fear of being someone that is completely unrecognizable to you. So we have talked about the importance of making space inside of yourself, why you need it, where it comes from, and I've even given you some things to do in order to start that process today. So I definitely hope that you will go and take some action steps and come back and let me know how it goes for you, okay? Because I love it when you talk back to me. Thank you so much for tuning in and diving into this topic with me. Remember, just like clearing the space on my computer, it allows for new uploads. Thank you so much for tuning in and diving into this topic with me. Remember, just like clearing space on my computer allows for new uploads, allows for me to make my videos for you, creating mental and emotional space in your life allows for joy, insights, experiences, pleasure, all the things to flow in. So if this resonated with you, if you were like, oh my gosh, this was right on time, please give this video a thumbs up and subscribe so that you don't miss any of the future content about creating more fulfilling, pleasure-centered life. And if you're ready to dive deeper, check out the links below for ways to connect with me directly or to join any upcoming workshops that I may have going on. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video.